This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. We all know it's coming, the S word. Well, I could be talking about stew and sweatshirts. What I'm really talking about is getting our outdoor chores done before snowfall, including cleaning out the annuals in our pots. Yes, this is early, as we still have beautiful mums and such in our containers, but there are some pots unsuitable. Glazed pots handle the least amount of wet conditions and freezing temperatures. I've had two that have endured that abuse for years, and you can see pictures on my website, gardenbite.com, of what that's done to them. It's time to say goodbye, at least to one. This one's cracked to the point it's unmovable, except to throw the pieces away. One thing they did is drain well this year. The other smaller glazed pots I have, I'll take out the soil, turn them over, and they'll be somewhat protected on my large covered porch. The most important thing is that your pots are dry as we enter winter and stay as dry as possible. If there's an opportunity for water to get under any cracks, you'll see damage in the spring. The moisture in any soil left in the container will freeze, thaw, which causes expanding and contracting. It's the same thing that happens to our plants. We call that heaving, and it can lift the plants right out of the ground. If you keep containers dry, you shouldn't have a problem. If you have a very expensive glazed container, then empty it out and protect it. Terracotta pots can also suffer from winter damage. Those are stored in my garage. Find more on my website, gardenbite.com. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.